with Petch and Amy.
We've all been in that situation. A serviceman comes to your house to repair something, and at the end, you're stuck. Do I tip? Do I not tip?
So had it yesterday.
Who do you decide who to tip? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 be part of the show.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
That's Shannon. Good morning.
Morning, Shannon.
I'm laughing because I think Amy's just cheap.
You think I'm cheap? For not tipping the garage person? What do they get paid to do?
Well, they do. Okay, for example, like when I moved, I just moved about a year ago. And so the movers moved in, and then there was some stuff that needs to be fixed. When you tip these guys, they'll come back and do work for you. Like, I don't know, it's just kind of like rubbing palms. I don't know, I think that's just how things work.
You tipped the furniture movers, or?
Yeah. Okay, so I hired a company, they moved my furniture in.
Yeah.
And then I found some things, and they were like, well, they will come back and fix it. I gave them money, they come back, they fix this. I don't know, maybe you gotta be cute.
Maybe the low-cut top and the short skirt encouraged them to come back.
No, furniture movers, I do tip. And that's the only thing I can think of. I live in an apartment complex. I have a service guy who I have to now call because, like, oh, my drain's clogged and I can't fix it. Can you fix it? I'm not tipping him to do that. Why would I tip him to do that?
Right, but okay, I get that.
But the thing is, though, if you tip him, the next time you need him to come and do something, then he might go that extra mile and
do it. Do you know what I'll do?
Exactly,
I'll find a company who does that because that's their company name. And that's what I'm paying you to do. I'm not going to tip you to do a good job.
Shannon.
But that's how you get more out of it.
Not happening.
You come back. Amy's just cheap.
Goodbye, Shannon.
See you, Shannon. Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
This is Bobby. I lost signal on you.
that's good, Bobby. So tip or no tip?
I would say tip because I know service guys for garage door openers don't make that much money.
Okay.
I'm a plumber, and I get tips. You know what I'm saying? Not all the time, but I do because I go out of my way. I help the customer. You know what I'm saying? I always do.
You fix the plumbing?
Well, like if say I'm there to do a job, right? And then say the customer says, I noticed my faucet's a little loose, you know, it's falling apart. I'll do that, and I won't charge the customer. You know what I'm saying? I kind of do something extra to help the customer out.
That's going extra. Petch tipping the service guy because they came, we put a spring and checked to make sure your door worked. Thanks. That's what I just paid $150 for 45 minutes for.
I have to agree with Petch. I'm a big tipper. Especially
you guys
like
are suckers.
And all that kind of stuff.
You guys are all
I do,
suckers.
I do tip, you know, and I will go out of my way.
And that's the reason why Amy has more money than me and you, Bobby.
Bobby, thank you for checking in.
All right, thanks.
This isn't across the board. Like, I tip servers, I tip. But when you tip people for just bare minimum, just for them being present for their job, like when we go to the Froyo place and you tip the lady $4 because you had to pour your own Froyo, that's absurd to me.
Okay.
That is absurd to me. So who do you decide to tip? When do you decide not to tip? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.
More